Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Bruno Mars wasn't at the American Music Awards on Sunday night, but he was the big winner with 7 awards, including Entertainer of the Year. He also won Video of the Year and Favorite Male Artist. And also picking up multiple awards were Keith Urban, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. You know, the show was heavy on female performances, including that Daredevil stunt song performed by Pink with Aerialist on the side of a skyscraper in downtown LA. But this year, the winners were mostly male. And of course, the best performance came from Diana Ross, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the AMAs. Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle congratulated Ross in a video before the style icon singer and actress delivered an upbeat medley of her hits. And let me tell you something, the medley was exceptional, and that was good because black folks were visibly absent in the performance department. Of course, Tracee Ellis Ross did a great job of hosting, and congratulations to Ms. Ross and to all of the other winners. Now, all of the king's men continue to fall here in Hollywood. Music mogul Russell Simmons is responding to new assault accusations detailed by the Los Angeles Times this weekend. You know, they were talking about him and filmmaker Brett Ratner. Of course, Russell says, quote, "I completely and unequivocally deny the horrendous allegations of non-consensual sex against me with every fiber of my being." The interesting thing about this story is Terry Crews on Sunday posted a screenshot of an email he said was from Russell Simmons, and it was urging Terry to give the target of Terry's own sexual assault allegations a pass. Well, Crews recently spoke out about his alleged assault at the hands of a high-powered male entertainment executive who was later identified as William Morris agent Adam Vinette. Now, Vinette is currently on leave from the agency, but Terry last week addressed this matter on Good Morning America, saying, you know, he is still suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome as a result of this. Of course, this happened last year at an award ceremony. We are not sure why Russell Simmons, if it was him, would be commenting on Terry Crews' situation. Anyway, Russell's reps aren't saying anything today. Nobody's able to reach them, but stay tuned. There is more to this story. Also on Sunday, Jeffrey Tambor announced he would not be returning to Transparent following sexual harassment allegations made against him by two members of the Amazon series team. Now, you know, he's been playing Maura Pfeifferman on Transparent. He said it was one of the greatest privileges and creative experiences of his life. He said that, quote, "I am aware that a former disgruntled assistant of mine has made a private post implying that I acted improperly toward her." He says that, you know, he has denied any of the implications that he ever engaged in any improper behavior toward this person or any other person, but he says that he can't continue with the show because of the political climate over there now. Wow, is this ever going to end? Probably not. We're talking Hollywood, power, and a lot of money. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood, and don't forget to check out our podcast, Hollywood Live Extra. This week, yeah, baby, the Justice League was number one, and of course, we've got the star of that movie on our podcast, Ray Fisher. Check it out at AURN.com.